Hello, also I want to change the intro. Hey everybody, this is Jordan Sense the Podcast, and the podcast where my laptop is where, which still surprises me because we're on season 4, episode 2, 3, I don't know, but I on TikTok keep posting updates because my TV broke, and how my TV broke was, I was reading my room, and the wall that has, not on, except for my bed, but like, you know, the wall that has my bed going across it, I was putting my thing with the TV on there, and when I was putting the TV there, I was moving the bed to face that way as well, and my bed literally knocked the TV, and the TV fell. And fell right to the floor. Who's messaging me? It's okay. When the TV fell, the lights that were on the back of it kept it floating, but it fell and still broke. Oh my god, I'm gonna cry. I keep crying about it. Because it's like a really, really good TV. Like, it's cheap. Like, it was £159, which is cheap for a TV. Because if you buy the exact same TV but Samsung, it's £200. And this was a really good TV. Cheap, really good. Love it so much. And it's a TCL Roku, and I love it so, so much. And when it fell, I have pictures of me sobbing. And I don't know what this is, but like, it caused like many mental breakdowns. Like, oh my god, my year in review for last year is just me with crying. I don't know why. Anyway, so I'm gonna audio describe things because you can't see them unless you go on TikTok. I have a picture of me holding my phone sobbing. If you look in the TV screen, you can see my face. I'm literally sobbing, and you can see what happened to the TV. At first, it was one side, like just a little bit of one side. The screen would only come on if it was lying down. So that was one. Like, it would come on, you could only see the cracks, and the whole screen would stay black. But then, if you lied it down, you could see what was on the screen, but it was still with the cracks in and lines coming through, and it was really, really annoying. And then I took it in yesterday. I took it in literally spoke to the person. A minute after the shop had closed, we were at Greece, and a minute after the shop closed, we were talking to the person, and we were there for like a good 10 minutes before he spoke to us, so obviously he wanted to speak to us. And the cat's currently going for something on my top. I don't know what it's going for. What are you going for, eh? My hand's just been in. Oh, he's going for me things, a Titan thing. Basically, we talked to the person. He said, "Do you give us a little pamphlet?" And he said, "There's a circle on it, and it said, call this number." He said, "Hold the number," and it said, "Option 2, option 1, TV," and then all these options that you have to press. So then it put me through to a person. I was on the phone for like 10 minutes as well, and like, I'll tell you how long I was on the phone for. I had to ring twice because the first time they bought me. So, for the first time, I was on the phone for 21 seconds, and the second time, 21 minutes. I think I'm deaf. Because I was on the phone, and I couldn't understand them in my ear. And if someone whispers to me, I can't, hey, you, stop going for the microphone. If someone whispers in my ear, I can't understand you. If I have my phone on my ear, I can understand, but like, I can't understand some words. I don't know if that's just me, or if it was the person on the phone, and it's just people whispering, they're like whispering in like really weird frequencies, but I can't hear it. Because like, when people only whisper to me, I can hear them, but other people, like, they're whispering to me, and I'm like, what are you saying? So yeah, anyway, so he said to me, you give me a referral number, which I didn't end up needing, but we still had it. We got this referral number to take it into the store, and I explained in the store what happened, and she went, oh yeah, I can see the impact. And he said the warranty does not cover the screen. And I was like, what is warranty for then? Like, if the frame literally breaks and falls off, or the wire just breaks. You're gonna give me a new wire, but you're not gonna fix a screen. I think it's just because it's the most literally that's the most expensive part to fix. And she said, she went, "How much did you pay for the TV?" And I told her how much I paid. And she went, "To send it away and get it fixed, cost more than that." She told me before that hand like how much it would be to get it fixed. And as soon as she said that, I was like, "Oh my god!" She went, and that's when she asked how much it was, and I said, "How much was it?" She said, "It's cost more to get it fixed. You just best get a new TV." So, I was nearly crying on the way home, on the way to my nan's, because we were going to my nan's to see my cousin. I literally cried. Let's say that the part this that part was today. Anyway, I literally was like gonna cry. I was on my phone. If I looked up or anything, I was gonna cry. This literally the first thing I said to people was, "Don't buy me a new TV," because I was gonna cry. And here's what we're gonna do. So, I could talk for hours about this TV, and I'm gonna talk for like a little bit about this TV. But here's what we're gonna do. I think my nan's gonna put it on. She has like this thing, and she puts every single one of her appliances, electronics, anything on that. So like, say if I had it, my TV would be on it, my laptop would be on it, my phone would be on it, my Xbox would be on it, my tablet would be on it, my cat would be on it. Everything would be on it. Every electronic you own goes on it. And then if anything, you pay for it monthly or something, or weekly, or I don't know. It's like a £5 a month thing. And when you pay for it, if something breaks, you get it fixed. So like immediately gets fixed and just pay it off. So we're gonna put the TV on there, wait a few days, and then say it's broke. Or I don't know if you're allowed to just put it on and be like, straight away it's broke. Because you're paying for it, aren't you? So like just say it's broke. You know what I mean? And we're gonna try and get it fixed because I'm devastated that this TV is broke. Like when we took it back in today, it's worse. The whole screen's just took over by it now. And the impact you can see worse. And when she turned on, I looked and I proper like shit myself. I was like, what the hell? It was so much better yesterday. And I just went really bad. It would say the TV stayed in my granddad's last night, like on his table. And I forget if it was face down or face up, but it just broke more. I have the TV in my room now. It's not on the side plugged in, it's on the floor. Oh, you don't understand, would you? So, next to the dresser, everything's about how it was, by the way. Before I moved it, the TV fell. So, in the little corner where I had lamps and everything, I have cat stuff, and I still have the lamp and an extension and soundbar there. It's in that little corner, it's in that little nook, so it's not in my way. And, my granddad gave me a TV last night to use, and I'm so, like, privileged to even have, like, a spare TV that I can use, and, like, you know, because I'm literally dying. I would literally die without being able to watch TV. And oh my god, just now shows how much I miss this TV, because the TV that I have chooses when it wants to work with sound, and you know, picks and chooses when it wants to work and everything. And oh my god, if I haven't had this TV, I'll be dead by now. I would have went insane. Like, I know what you're gonna say. You have a laptop, you have a phone, just watch it stuff on there. I do not trust myself to sleep in, like, people sleep with the laptop on the bed. I do not trust myself to do that. I will roll onto my laptop. I need sound to get to sleep. I wouldn't put my laptop on the floor because I'll end up going to sleep at midnight and my screen will be off and I'll end up standing on it. Or do you might say, well, just use your phone? I can't. Because the sound. I do not know what's happening. Oh, it's all about Coin Master. My brother got a stream of Coin Master, so sorry for another day, but I keep attacking him and his fiance. Anyway, so where was I? I forgot what I was saying. You see, I choose when it's working with sound, and it clicks at me like every half an hour, hour, whatever. It clicks at me. It goes, I don't know if it's just checking I'm still alive, but I can hear you. It was rather a lot loud while I have the volume. I can still hear, and it's really annoying. Who's texting me? My friend Leah is just posted on Instagram. I love it so much. Wait, is her name Leah? Wait. Yeah, Leah. Leah Hogan. Love it so much. Anyway, where was I? I've already forgot. So yeah. I hope I can get the TV fixed because honestly, it's the best TV I've had. I know what you're gonna say. Didn't you have a 43 inch before that? So why isn't that your best one? Because it's bigger. I don't care about the size. And the Toshiba one I love so much. I love the remote. I like the remote where it's like clicky. Wait, let me see if you can hear it. Like, I love the ones where it's like clicky like that. I don't like the ones where it's like soft and like here. I have to press it really hard for it to notice that you're doing it. We have that TV, we have a TV like that downstairs, and it's really annoying. I mean, my mom's one like that, and really, I don't know what Alicia has. I set up a TV and everything. I think she has a clicky one. I really like the clicky ones. And my Toshiba one was really good as well. That one was better quality, I have to say. But that one gave me the screen of death, and I only had it for a few months. So, all I done setup was plug in the Fire Stick to it, and it just went, I'm dead now. Like, it literally just showed me the screen of death. I was like, wow, I had you for not even, I think, I don't know if I had it on my birthday or not, I don't think I did, but it literally was like, no, you think, you actually think that I'm gonna work now, wait, not like a year ago, I got 2021 Christmas, so I did it in 2022, yeah, so it would have been a year ago soon, So I had this one longer. I got this one May 10th, 2022, and so I went a few months. It might have been April, and it broke. I mean, so I went like a week, or two, or three, without like a big TV. I went back to a really small TV then, because I had a replacement one, and I used that for a little bit, and then I got this TV. And the post is on Instagram. I actually have a post on Instagram. I went, I got a new TV. And on YouTube, on my old YouTube, I had a post being like, this, remember my old TV worked? And now I'm like, I posted a video of me sobbing. Like I was pure mega sobbing. Oh my God, I literally have to post here. So it was on the 11th of May, I posted the pictures with the TV. It's like I show a picture of TV. I posted two pictures with the TV box. One with the TV box open, another one with it closed. I'm not gonna remember getting this TV. And you still have this TV in stock. When I took it back, I turned around and just saw TCL Roku. And I was like, oh my God, there's my TV. It was the same size and everything. Same box and everything. Like I thought you would like, because people read. Don't you dare walk across that keyboard. That's what my cat just started doing. Walking across keyboards. Doesn't even need to. Like he never used to. He used to sit behind laptops. He still does do that. But now he walks across them and then behind them. But you can't get behind this one right now because there's all stuff behind it. Anyway. So yeah. I'm really sad about that. Anyway, yeah. So I said I saw it behind me. Anyway, yeah. Don't try and eat a glass bottle. It's gonna break your teeth out. Just pure try to eat a glass bottle with a metal lid. It's gonna break your teeth, you little weirdo. Okay, you can eat my finger because you don't hear when you bite. Okay. It breaks you and then licks you. It's cute. Anyway, it doesn't even hurt. But yeah. Basically. Yeah, so I saw it behind me and I was like, oh my God, there's my TV. And it had 10% off. It's cheaper now to buy it now. I was like, oh my God, I need a new TV. Like when I said, like I need a new TV now. If this doesn't get fixed or anything, I need a new TV because I'm not gonna. My granddad wants this one back for one. Like I'm gonna give him it back. I'm gonna clean it before I give it back though, because when I got it was filthy, covered in dust, everything. So I'm gonna clean it before I give it back to him. And it's one of them TVs where on the front the buttons. It's like the Xbox, like the Xbox One, where when you press on the like it just app make magic like you just touch the Xbox logo and it just turns up it like lights up touch screen Mine started breaking when I started selling it, by the way. Like, when I sold the Xbox, it was breaking. Like, that's just the touchscreen part. Like, the whole Xbox just started breaking, which was understandable. I had it since, like, 2014, 2015, maybe. I got it for my birthday, so it would have been 2014 or 15. Still. But Milo's trying to eat me, and Leo's texting me. Amy, brother, just tried to attack my village twice. Excuse me. I have no shield left now. And I have four spins. Sorry, I just need to play my coin master. Sir. I better get in their attack now. No? What the hell? In 6 minutes, I get five more spins. So, anyway, back to what I was saying. I forgot what I was saying. But anyway, yeah, so if anything, if I do have to get a new TV, I'll be getting the same one. Maybe a bit bigger. Might get a 36 inch. If that's even a thing. Is that a thing? Hey Siri. TCL Roku TV 36 inch. Is that even a thing? Is 36 inch even a thing? And it's 32 inch.
Did you mean TCL Roku TV X011 00 JD5 S7C?
Oh my god. No, because like I was opening AirPlay before. If I do it again, it'll probably still come up. It does. That was just right. Also, it's the name of my TV that's broke. And it's not even plugged in or anything. And it went in my grand just before, and like, I was going to screenshot. And oh my god, I'm literally going to stop. Yeah, so I need to get a new TV. So who wants to buy me a new TV? Any of you want to buy me a new TV? It's only £149. Like, only that. Don't you bloody dare, scared the bloody, don't know. Scared the brain cells on my brain, that's what I'm gonna say. Yeah, so what do you mean? Okay, I was in my granddad's yesterday. Oh, wait, my granddad's yesterday. Where was I yesterday? Where was it? Or was it today? I think it was today. I was in my nan's, right? Because I don't think I was even in my nan's yesterday. I was in my nan's yesterday. But my mum went there. And when I don't know, my mum was there, so it was today. So anyway, what was I gonna say? I forget what I was gonna say because I'm trying to do Snapchat stories. I was looking at me, what the hell. Who are you talking to? Don't you dare stop playing with that plug down. That's what I say sometimes, don't you dare. But like, he's just spawning my plug, and it's like one of them plugs where it's like, I do USB-C. Because stupid Apple does USB-C chargers for phones. I don't know what phone started, but I have the iPhone 11 that came with the USB-C charger. Because they make boxes smaller or something. But did they make boxes small so you can make more boxes and make more? I keep thinking that's the roof. If you can hear that clicking, that's the TV. But I keep thinking it's the roof because the roof clicks sometimes in the middle of the night. It just goes like the house just makes noises in the middle of the night. Is that normal for everyone? Like the house just makes its noises in the night. I don't know what it's supposed to, like it's. I think it's meant to. I think every item in the world does its little clicks and stuff. I don't know. But yeah, anyway. For us, it's all the stuff in the attic probably moving and stuff. Because we have loads of stuff in the attic. We have a Christmas tree. I think this is why I like Christmas so much. Because there's a Christmas tree right in my room right now. And I have two Christmas trees in my room. Oh my god, you sent this to me. So, I want to do Christmas in summer. So what I mean by that is, like, get a Christmas tree up in my room in summer and do a little Christmas thing. And to do that, I'm not going to use my big, massive white Christmas tree. I'm not going to use my six foot Christmas tree, the white one. I'm going to use an easy to set up, even though the white one is kind of easy to set up, but, like, you have to find all the branches and put them all in. I have another Christmas tree. What have you just said, Mum? Mum! Hold on. So I just saw the cat's girls and the cat's in here. Mom! Have you just told the cat to get out your room? Have you just told the cat to go out your room? The cat's not in your room, it's in my room. Oh, is Simba in your room? Is Simba in the old room? Hey. Oh, apparently she's been scratching in the room, and the cat's in my room, going to sleep. I'm just sad to try it. Oh my god, so I'm about to sleep in. I'm about to sponsor a mattress. I need a mattress. Because my stupid mattress has springs coming out of it. Yeah, you mattress. I'm trying to get a new one. But if I send, this is the thing you need to send for. You can't just buy and pick up. Because unless you're like me, renting a big 7-seater car, which if you saw me drive, me and my brother driving in this little tiny Nissan Micra, I know how funny it is. I laugh at it too. We were all laughing at it. It's not his car. It's basically his garage gave him a little car to use while his car was getting fixed. Because his car hasn't even got like, been through an MOT and it's waiting for a. What's it waiting for? I don't think this is real. I don't think he's replacing the engine at all. I think he's just using the car for storage. Because literally, when I went to pick up this car, when this. I was up at the man that was really rude to me as well. When I went to pick up this car, I talked about it on YouTube and I don't know if I talked about it on the podcast, but I might talk about it again. But basically, when we went to pick up the car, I looked in the car. He was like 7-seater, the gorgeous car he has, and it was just getting used for storage. I don't think he's gonna get that back for ages. I honestly think he's gonna sell the car. Like, I think my grandma's gonna sell the car or something to him. He'd be like, it can't get fixed. If you want, you can sell it to me. Or if you want, I can give you money for it and scrap it. And I think he's fixed what was wrong with it, which was an oil leak, which is not to do with the engine. I don't think. But he went, you need a turbo engine? I was like, that's a full-on fake thing. I don't think you need to turn a turbo because his car was fine. His car's quiet. His car was really quiet. So I don't think you need a turbo engine because I'll just make it louder on my race. But like, I think he just is jealous of the car. I know why. Because he didn't buy the car from him. Because basically, the car he had before it, he bought from him. So, I don't know about the car before that, but I know that the car he had before that, he bought from him. And he went and bought it. And then, at the start of 2021, or no, 2022 even, he went out and bought a new car from someone else. But he still put it in the same garage. So I reckon the person's like, because you bought this from someone else, we're not gonna fix it for you. Who do you think we are? I'm like, that's just weird. Anyway, when I went to pick up the car, there was this man that was really, really, really rude to me. Literally, he was working. Like, he was a workman, right? And he walked past me and hit me. Not hit me, but walked into me. Like, nudged me shoulder. Me left one. By the way, before people go, oh, that might be alright. You have the shoulder pain that you're definitely faking, which I'm not faking, by the way. I think I've already talked about that. But I did have my arm in a sling. Anyway, he walked into me, and I turned around. You know what anyone would do? Turn around to see who walked into him. So I turned around, maybe more than once. I turned around to get a good look at them. And he turned around and goes, and like the bus was still there. I thought he weren't getting on the bus, he was going across behind the bus, and the bus was still there. So everyone on the bus witnessed this, and the bus driver was probably there. He went, "Ooh, you looking at your little knob?" Like, or something like that. I don't exactly remember what came out of his head. Out of his mouth. But then he said something like, "Ooh, you looking at your little knob?" And my granddad was there, and I was just hand around, and I had tears come out my eyes, and I was like, oh my god, all I done was turn around to see who walked into me, and he talked to me like that. Like, you know, what gave them the right to do that? And by the way, I could have went to the police for that because that was, well, I think I could have went to the police for that because that's like literally, I think that's like illegal because that's like being rude to me in the streets. And he was a working man as well, so you know, just doesn't make sense. I forget exactly when that was. I think it was in October or September. But oh my God, when he took, when I was like tears in my eyes, everything, and we got the car. And everything, and as soon as I sat in the car, I got my phone out and called my mom. I was like, "This man has just been so rude to me in the street." I don't think I have to say man. I think I just have to say this person, because I think we all know by now it's men. It's never a woman. It's always men. And like to think he walked into me though, and then started being rude to me. If anything, I should have been rude to him. I should have been. Who you walking into, you little knob? Also, and I did, but I didn't. He called me a knob, and he said, "Who you looking at?" Even though he was in the wrong already. And yeah, so why? What gives him like the thought in his brain to be like, "Oh, I can be rude to this person"? Like, oh my God, like, that's like really rude. And the cat's coming to peer in the microphone, and now he's touching the microphone. If you can hear that, it's the cat. Touching the microphone, and now he's walking across my laptop. Oh, and now he's fell into my laptop. Go on, you can go on the floor. Hold on, I'm getting messages. I've only got one person. I got my name, and then I probably got more than one. Hold on. He's messing with my friend. Anyway, so what else did I want to talk about? Do I want to talk about? Because I'm trying to make it like one segment, which isn't gonna happen because I have 3 minutes left on this segment. So it might be more than one segment. I'm going through Instagram stories, Snapchat stories. Oh, technically, I'm single. My heart is taken by someone I can't call my own. Oh my God, hey Liv. I wish I was exactly what you are looking for. Liv snuck into Ninja Warrior. Who's that? Oh, Amber. Apparently just snuck into Ninja Warrior. What are you gonna do when they ask you to see your wristbands? Or because they weren't wearing like jackets or anything, what are you gonna do when they see you not wearing wristbands? And what else can I talk about? If you're wondering where Simba is, by the way, he's more of an outdoor cat, so he does come back every once in a while, but he's doesn't come in the house. Like, he'll come in for food and everything, but he doesn't come in the house and, like, come around the house and sleep in all our rooms and everything. He sleeps outside and comes back, like, once a week or so, or maybe twice a week. And that, oh my God, I love that. I love Simba so much, and I love Milo so much. They're both like me little worlds. Milo's in a tunnel right now, going to sleep. But yeah. What else? I'm looking around my room now to see what I can talk about. I don't think I have anything else, so I'm probably gonna go. I have a minute left on this segment. I'll think if I can have anything else. But if not, then this is gonna be the last segment. So well, you're welcome for your half an hour episode. I'm trying to get good at better ideas and make them longer, but I'm really sorry that they are only half an hour or 45 minutes. But yeah, I'm gonna go. I'll see yous all later. I'm gonna check on my TikTok favorites, and then I'll if I have anything else to talk about, then I will. But if not, then I love yous, and I'll see yous on the next episode. Be sure to follow me. And yeah, bye. I've just been on Twitter and I've got 3 notifications from Liverpool Echo. And I had this one. That one, okay, we'll leave that one because, yeah. Because that one isn't, you know. So, is, I'm going to read these. For some reason, my notifications from, like, the news and everything is death for some reason. But anyway, so. So, a four-year-old girl was born with severe health issues, died after a problem with her feeding pump in the middle of the night, an inquest heard. So, Amelia Louise Edwards from Sutton Weaver in Runcorn has a rare genetic condition which meant her blood sugar needs to be maintained at a certain level during the night. However, I'm not trying to make a joke out of this, by the way. I just can't speak at all. I'm just really bad at speech. So, before people come at me. So, she has a rare genetic condition which meant her blood sugar needs to be maintained at a certain level during each night. However, she died on April 8th, 2021. I don't know why I'm getting this now. I have another one from like 2020 or something. Or 2022. So despite her best efforts of her parents and paramedics and medics at Whiston Hospital and Alderaay Children's Hospital to save her. So she died because of a feeding pump, it broke in the middle of the night. Then here's another thing which I got before. I just want to say, I have no relation to this person before people ask because this person has the same second name. So, a mum said that her son's death came out of the blue at 2 years old. So, Jacob Murphy died in 2020 after he contracted the adenovirus, and his mum Chelsea said that he fought to the end. So, he was born in 2017. Jacob was born 23 weeks premature and spent 5 months in hospital. So Chelsea from St. Helens said her son recovered and had gone to lead a happy, healthy and normal life. That was until 2019 when he started to get a slight cough. At the time, Chelsea thought he was just unwell before being rushed into Whiston Hospital. So wait, the thing's closed. So when she's speaking to the Echo, she said he was just a little poorly boy, but it was nothing major. And then in January 2020, he was taken into hospital and transferred to Alderaay, where they told us he had this virus. He kept fighting as best as he could, but he passed away after 3 weeks. The virus came out of the blue, and he was a happy boy with the biggest smile, and nothing ever got in his way. He was such a bright and beautiful son. Due to Jacob being born prematurely, Jacob's lungs did not develop properly, and doctors told Chelsea that he would have respiratory problems in the future. So, adenoviruses are a group of viruses that typically cause respiratory illnesses, such as a common cold, but can become a life-threatening concern for young infants and those with weakened immune systems. So Chelsea, who was 27 years old, said, "We don't know how we got it, and it's been hard. We take every day as it comes. It is the anniversary of his death in 2 weeks, but his birthdays are a lot harder. It is so difficult when you realise that he is not here to celebrate it. He went through so much, and now he is not here. I miss him every day." So Chelsea is now raising money for Alderaay Children's Bereavement Centre in honour of his son. If you'd like to donate to the page, there's more information to be found on the website. I do not know how I can share this. So it's on Just Given. And if you search Jacob Jack on Just Given, I actually had a charity on Just Given for cancer research. So if you go on Just Given and go to Jacob Jack. So in memory of Jacob Jack for Alderaay Children's Charity, because she wants to give something back. So she's already raised £394, and I'm gonna share this to my Instagram story. So if you go on my Instagram you will be able to see this. I mean, I have to go. So yeah, I'll see you later. Hello and welcome to Jordan Uncensored podcast, where you can get this everywhere. Where you can get this everywhere. Does that make sense? No, but when do I ever make sense? That's my question to use. Where can you get this podcast? We'll find out. Well, I record from Anchor. This is now I want to start, by the way. I record from Anchor, which is something to do with Spotify, I don't know. If you can hear typing, it's me typing on my keyboard, trying to find out where it's available. All it says is this image is subject to copyright with my face. But if I use that picture because it's me, there's a copyright, so even though it's my picture, I own the picture, I was the first person to get that picture. Okay, so I can't see them already, right? Oh. I'll talk about this in a sec. So it's on Listen Notes, Spotify, Apple Podcast, iVoox, which doesn't sound like a really good website. What's it called? iVoox. The picture isn't even updated. Neither is Listen Notes. The picture never changes on Listen Notes. Except for if I upload my own. It's obviously an ice car. Wow. I didn't even say that. It's obviously an anchor. Where else is it? I need to, I'll go on the anchor one, surely. Okay, so it's on Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcast, what am I saying? Anchor, Google, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, Google, and many more. It doesn't say every single one on.
Choosing songs is only available to Spotify Premium subscribers. But give this Spotify Razorblade station a listen. Sorry,
Whoa.
something went wrong. When you're ready, give it another try.
No, thank you. When did I tell you to do stuff? When I said Google, I didn't even say hey, I just said Google. Anyway, if you don't know, this podcast is literally, it's got socials. So if you want to follow, you can. So on, I haven't got the TikTok. We're gonna make a TikTok right now. But on Twitter, you can follow by going to search Jordan Podcasts underscore. And it'll come up. Then on Instagram, it's Jordan Uncensored Podcast. There's no posts on, well, there's posts on the Instagram. It's me and Sadie. And then Noah Schnapp, and then Noah Schnapp again. Same. Oh my god, when did Snack TVH come up? Anyway. So we're gonna make TikToks together. I hate making new TikToks. So we're gonna continue with Twitter because, yeah. Swipe down, authorize app. That was easy. When's my birthday? 21st of April 2009. Believe it or not, I'm actually old enough to have TikTok. You have to be 13. Great nickname. What? What's the username? What the hell? Yeah, so I've wrote Jordan Sensen and it's loading. By the way, if you can hear cats as well, the cats in here. It's the day after I made the last episode, by the way. But the cat's in here again. Private account is on, but I don't want to. Oh, thank you so much for doing the picture. Didn't even tell you to. So the username for the account is, I'm gonna try and make it the same as the Instagram, because it didn't even ask me what username do you want. So the username is Jordan Uncensored Podcast. I'm also gonna just quickly turn off private account because I don't want the account to be private. Thanks. Privacy, private account, turn it off. My left not the mouse pad either. He's trying to do something. There we go. So it's not private now. I'm gonna follow myself. Hold on. Just need to follow myself. Jordan MPH. 1, 2, 3. Update. Ha, that's so funny. Oh my god, I think Paul Breach has been arrested. Anyway, that's what I saw the other day, and it was like, no, not really. So, what was I coming on here to talk about? I didn't know. What did I come on here to talk about? I just thought, oh, I'll make a podcast, and now I don't know what to talk about. Because this is going to go out on the weekend. I'm going to try and get my schedule back to normal, because it used to come out on Saturday or Sunday, I forget which day. Or Friday, I forget which day. And it's Monday, so I'm going to get it done and get a long episode. And then that's the thing about podcasts. They take time. So, like, you have to keep filming and filming. I'm so far away from this microphone, so if you can't even hear me, then, ha, sorry. but that's the thing about podcasts. Every day, whenever you think about something, you have to write it down and you talk about it. And write it down and talk about it. That's just really annoying. Well, good, will I get hate for this, will I be funded for this? So in school, this is just for myself, I get tuna baguette, right? And people don't like tuna. And there's only ever like one or two tuna baguettes, so I'm always like happy when I get one. And I like tuna, and I love tuna baguettes. Literally because of school, I bought baguettes. And so I could have tuna baguettes. But what I do is I buy the baguette, and I put it in my bag. And I save it, or if I'm really hungry after eating my cookie, what do I have? My cookie and my apple juice. If I'm still really hungry, I have some tuna baguette, and then I wrap it up and put it in my bag. Because here's my reason: because when I get home from school, I can't bother making tuna baguette. And yeah, I'm probably gonna stop getting tuna baguette though, because now it's raining and everything all the time. Like, I mean, if I'm not gonna eat it in school, I'm not gonna get one, because what really gets me nerves is just today, it was soggy when I got home, and like the bag for it, like the little thing it was in, it went really soggy, and the tuna had paper in, so I had to rip off all the paper, and bloody scrape off half the tuna, and eat it, and it was really nice still. But I think I'll stick to my homemade. That's what I wanted to do as well. I wanted to make. So basically, if you go on my Instagram, on not the Murphy Jordan thing, the Jordan Uncensored one, if you go on my main Instagram, which is JordanMPH123, I post things because I make food and everything on there. So, like, I have a picture of a hot chocolate squirty cream on it, and then I have a chicken burger with lettuce, pepper, and mayonnaise. I didn't know I didn't put brownie on there. Because we had brownies last week or the week before. I thought I uploaded the picture. But I normally put on it what's in it. So the hot chocolate, I never said what it was. It was a salted caramel hot chocolate. I really like that hot chocolate. And I need more because I drank every single one that Sadie got me. Because she got me a Nebula salted caramel box. And talking about Nebula. Nebula commented on one of my things and thought that I had a great Christmas haul. I'm gonna get someone to do as well. I want to go stock the fridge because we just got more drinks today, so I'm gonna go stock it. But I always put what's in the food I make, so like the chicken burger, I said what was in it, and I'm scrolling down right now because I have a picture of a cake, and I said, I forget that, but that's too far back, but like we got cupcakes. This was literally a few days after my birthday last week. Yeah, I put in, these are so delicious. I don't know where we got them, but whoever made these, thank you. These cupcakes have a really tasty Nutella filling with some wonderful blue ice on top with a ton of sprinkles. So yeah, that's what I got on my birthday. But anyway, I have to go because I'm gonna go think of something to talk about, and my cat's gonna eat these wires, so I have to go take out my room. I literally went away for 1 second. I come back and it's snowing. So, oh my god, it's snowing. Oh my god, it's gonna stick. Yeah, it's sticking, I think. Hold on. It's sticking, I think. Anyway, so, what happens is, what? So, sometimes I get emailed these things, like astrology things, by my girl Eleanor. And she's sent me an email today. So, apparently, she's sent me my thing. So, there's some magic that's gonna last 7 days. That's the first part I read. Obviously, because it's in bold. So, yeah. I don't know why I said bold like that. Anyway, so, for... I'm gonna read it to you. So, for urgent reasons that I will explain later in this email, I have just said a magic prayer for you, and I also began a powerful ritual of telepathic magic on your behalf for free that will last for 7 days because you need it. Oh, thank you. And without asking for anything in return, I decided to inject your life with the powerful energy of luck to help attract money to you in the coming weeks. Okay. But first, there's an important detail that you should really take seriously. So, this is Ellen speaking, by the way. I haven't had any news from you, and I'm getting more and more worried about you, Jordan. I thought I told you everything you need to know to make you understand the importance of what is being prepared for you at this moment. We don't have much time left. It's urgent that you do something soon, so you can take advantage of the amazing opportunity for change that will come in your way. I'm talking about an important and unexpected event that should completely transform your destiny in less than 30 days. A powerful astral influence never seen before will work in your favour and needs only a sign from you to finally attract luck and happiness in your life. Do great changes in your destiny. For the first time in years, the stars and your numbers of destiny are perfectly aligned, so that luck can finally start having a financial impact on your life. This is probably the greatest opportunity of your lifetime, Jordan. And that's why I have to prompt. Okay, hold on, I'm just going to read it really fast because I can't be bothered. It's too much here. Okay, I've read it. Okay, well, no, I haven't. 36 weeks, did I say? Okay. Alright, thank you. Oh, I hate this. So at the very bottom, it goes, confirm to accept my help now. And you click it, and it's like, this costs $24.99. And that's in America. And in the UK, it costs £15.98. What the hell? No, thank you. Anyway. So that's my reading. I'm talking about emails. Let's read some more. Because that's all I do. Well, not really, but you know. So, I've got some from Argos, Microsoft, Bing, Uber Eats, Spreadshop, Twitter, McDonald's, Fame Street, Instagram, Shein, Instagram, Acer. Oh my god, it's like at 3 o'clock in the morning. Atlanta Tech emailed me, I hate going through email on my phone. She's emailed me like many times now. Just today. Oh my god. Okay. That's really gonna get my nerves now. I got an email from Tumblr saying my cousin started following me. Oh my god, didn't even get me started with queries. Okay, I have to vent. So what's the point in warranty if your screen breaks, it's not covered by warranty So if like my like LED screen breaks in my TV, which it has, I can't get that replaced unless I pay like £100. She literally said it's not worth getting it fixed. Like, the woman said it's not worth getting it fixed. It'll cost you more than what you paid to get the TV to get that fixed. So, yeah. Anyway, I have to go because I have to go from the door for my mom. And yeah. So, I'm going to go. I'll speak to you all later. So, yeah. Bye, guys. It's been hours since I last recorded. Hold on, I'm turning this down because please have a voice mirror. There you go. So I suppose we're not going out because I love never not going out. But it's been hours since I last recorded. And I took a picture of me with my hair. And then downloaded a picture of Noah Shah from the internet with when he was doing well. And I said to, like, all my friends, because people want me to grow my hair off for some reason. And I said, oh my god, look at Noah Shah with my hair. Because it started growing sideways and grew into, like, little weird parts and everything. If you didn't know, I said grew into little weird parts and everything. I was waiting for me. Like, so I think I look a bit like Noah Shah. And then I sent a picture to my friend Tilda and said, that look like that. And, I said, and then I looked at it more and we, like, have the same eyebrows and everything. So I think I'm starting to think I may have Noah Shah's twin. Because if I'm not 18, he is. I don't know what I'm doing anymore. Oh, yeah. So, here's my thing. Here's some beef. Well, not beef. So, I know people listen to this podcast in the morning and stuff. So, I want to know, what time do you listen to this podcast? So, like, do you listen to it when you're getting ready for the day? Do you listen to it when you're getting ready for bed? Do you listen to it when you're eating food? Like, when do you listen to it? So you can let me know on Instagram, on Jordan Uncensored Podcast on Instagram. Just send me a DM and I will respond to them all. I'll respond to them all for the next episode. So just DM me. Really? Do I have requests on it? Yeah. About my tongue, it's a bad habit. What happened to the podcast? But I had like loads. So when filming the podcast, you get like loads of snowballs, and then when you start recording, your mind just goes blank, and you're like, "What was I talking about?" I don't know. Oh, it's since I was recorded, it snowed again. And apparently it's going to snow again. Says my weather app. Apparently at 10, it keeps doing this, right? At 9 p.m, the chance of it snowing was 30%. 8 p.m, 60%. And now at 10 p.m, it's 40%. It's going to snow again. I hope it does snow again. Wait, what about tomorrow? It won't say anything about tomorrow, will it? Yes. But yeah. There's a ice warning until 12 o'clock tonight. So, Monday 16th. So, yeah. It's 95 days I'm recording this. It's my birthday. And I realised that before. I was like, oh my god. I don't even know what I want for my birthday. Other than, like, mixers and ice makers and stuff. Because I'm into cooking and I'm into ice. So, yeah. I downloaded a Tumblr, right? And it's like, you have to be over 16 or 17 to get this app. I was like, literally, all I do on the app is look at Heartstopper pictures, Colleen Ballinger. I forget exactly everything. So, here's my tags. So, my tags for it is Colleen, Heartstopper, me, self, for some reason, Miranda Sings, Rachel Ballinger, Room Decor, Wednesday, and Wicked. That's it. I could add more, but I'm not gonna yet. So yeah, that's my Tumblr review. And it told me, that's how I know my birthday's left to my birthday. It told me. It was like, you have 96 days left to your birthday. I signed up for this yesterday. If you wanna add me, it's the same as me on Instagram. Anyway, yeah, I'm gonna go. And I'll be back in a minute. I'm back. So I was just thinking, right, to give you a life story. So I didn't. I should have wrote all this down. I'm gonna write all down and I'll be back. Hold on. All right, I've wrote down everything since I was born that I could think of. If I think of anything else, it'll make just come along. So when I was born, I had sepsis. Which, if you want to know more about sepsis, you can research it. Basically, it is coming back now, and it's impacting more families' lives. Then in nature, I found I couldn't close my jaw. Like, I fell. And we had, you know, things when as to bring you shopping and the big red things. If you're in my school, you probably, if you're in my old English, you probably saw these, because the bread, you got delivered bread in them. And I think I said out loud, I hate them, because I fell on them and broke my jaw. Or well, didn't break my jaw, but couldn't close my jaw. So yeah. Then in reception, I was a hero for a week because I found Miss Crone's camera in Middlefield. When I was in Middlefield, I found their camera and was like a hero for a week. I love Miss Crone. Anyway, in year two, a roof tile or light fell and nearly hit a kid. Literally, we were getting a new projector put in the room, so they were like working on the roof because we had them poles sticking out the roof and everything. And then we were all on one side of the room, and the light, this wouldn't even, never mind, ignore the projector part, because that's weren't even the part of it, right? So we were all on one side of the room, and we had this light that was faulty, and it just fell. God knows what happened to that light, and God knows what happened to the school after that light fell. Anyway, in year three, I had about 50 teachers because Miss Wood, or Miss, was her name Miss Wood or Miss Woods? I don't know. But basically, my brother also had it. My brother had it in year six when he was in the school. He's 24, 25 this year. So yeah. It's bad because if I think about it, the teachers I had, he probably had, except for a few. Like if I say Miss Smith in front of him, he'll go, the blonde one. I'm like, yeah, the blonde one, or maybe the short-haired Irish one. I loved it. Mrs. Stacey did it, but I loved it. She was dead nice. Except for the time when that teacher, I didn't put this in for year four either. Year four's next as well, but in year four as well. Vicky, her name was, if anyone went to Middlefield, you already know Vicky. She was horrible to me. She was horrible to my sister as well. She was so horrible.
To both of us. Is that just sprayed, or am I just imagining things? Her name just sprayed.
So that's fine. Anyway, so she hated me so much. Like, I think it actually starts because one time, like, we were, like, you know, all through primary learning and all this stuff, like, you know, just respect and everything. And we learned manners, and it was like, eat my mouth closed, and I still eat my mouth closed. And then Sadie makes me laugh, and I start spitting my food out all over the place, because my mouth just opens, and I start laughing. Sadie, that's your fault, you know, if you get tuna baguette on you, it's your fault. That's what I always say to everyone, if you get tuna baguette on me, if you made me laugh, your fault. Anyway, yeah, so she hated me, because I told her to eat with her mouth closed, because she was pure eating biscuits, weren't even cover, like, I covered my mouth as well, and she weren't even covering her mouth, she was just pure eating it. And now I see her, because she lives around the corner from me. Yeah, I know where she lives, and it's really easy to tell where she lives, because she bought her husband a car, and the reg for it is G9C, and her second name is C as well, and I see her all the time. Look at CCC. Anyway, yeah, and then I also see Miss Kia. I saw her in the ASDA the other day, and it was, and she like knew who I was and asked me if I was okay and everything. I said, yeah, you, and we have a little conversation in double T soap aisle. Anyway, then also in year four, I hit my knee really bad when I lost run from my brother in Sefton Park. Yeah. I fell over a tree trunk, and which isn't Sefton Park's fault, and isn't my fault. I went looking for one, so it's not my fault. It was my brother's fault, and it wasn't Sefton Park's fault for having a big branch in the way, because Sefton Park and you're out in the open, aren't you? Anyway, so this is in the past, same thing, by the way. And a woman offered me ice cream, and I declined, and tragic. I declined an ice cream. I love ice cream. Why did I just say yeah? That's like so tragic. Anyway, then in year five, my foot and knee swelled, and I had to get drawn on for a day. So my shoe didn't fit. Like, that's my story. My shoe didn't fit. So basically, my right foot had swelled, and my right knee had swelled, but not like the full knee, only like a little round bit, which I think has left an indent in my leg. Because when I look at it now, I swear I can just see an indent of where it was. But I had to get drawn on. in Sharpies to see if it went bigger or if it went smaller. So I had like black Sharpie all over me, and you have to keep checking up on me every half an hour and roll glasses on me and everything. They had to bring me one. I was like, are we okay to draw on them? Like, I have really sensitive skin as well, so like, you know, they have to ask as well, because I was doing like bright red on me before. Anyway, next. In year six, COVID hit, and yeah, we all know what happened there. I think in COVID, everything I watched was Colleen Ballinger, like all their vlogs. Anyway, then in year seven, I had anxiety after not seeing my nephew for 5 months. That's not linked to COVID. My brother and his ex split during COVID. It was in like May or June, I don't remember. That's why I put five, because it's just the biggest one. Because I know I saw him on birthday, but then soon after that, you know. Anyway, yeah, so, yeah. I still have one of them. Out of all the birthday presents that I got in 2020, there's one that I vividly remember and I still have it. And I thought this was going to be broken like a year or two. And this is its third year since I've had it. It's going to snow. I'll let you know if it snows, if I'm still recording at 9:54 and it's 9:39. Right. So, I still have my Fire tablet in yellow, and they don't even sell yellows anymore. Fire tablet 8 is in yellow. The other thing is, it's got cracks going down the side of the case. The screen isn't cracked, just the side is. Because me cousin had it and dropped it. Tragic. So I just said someone else started going, that's Jordan's house, bro. Like, hello. Anyway, in 2021, I developed major anxiety after being harassed by an older man. Yes. So basically, I'll explain. So at the start of 2021, I was texting someone I thought was like a friend, and I trusted them like a friend and everything. And, you know, just been downhill. They were like asking for new pics, everything like that. And being me being me, I didn't send any. Like, at all. Anyway, so in October 2021, I realized I was gay, and I had a massive crush on, everyone knows who, James. And yeah, anyway, so in 2022, I lost feelings for James, and I moved on to Josh. I didn't have feelings for Josh anymore, just saying. I don't have feelings for anyone. I'm more like, what is it now? Now, I don't know, I haven't had this thing, but I'm like questioning. You know what I mean? So like, I'm basically, what's aromantic or something? I'm not gonna say I'm aromantic or whatever. Aromantic or something. Because I feel like you can't change if you say that. Anyway. In 2022, my old TV broke the Toshiba one. And I took it to AO, and literally, they did nothing. They were like, if you want, we can send this out, and we can get another one. And I don't know why I said no, because I love that TV so much. I don't know why I said no, but I said no, and then I was stuck without telly. Well, I got a little replacement telly for a few weeks, and then in 2022 as well, I got my first ever Apple Watch, which was this season. The Series 3, because I don't care what Apple Watch I have, as long as it updates and everything. So then, also in 2022, I got my new TCL Roku TV, which is broken right now. I'm literally looking at it as I speak, because still in my room it's broke, and I have another telly I'm using right now. So then, in 2022 as well, I got my new laptop, and my new Apple Watch, because I've had two this year now. Well, two last year now, because my first one, my second one. And the reason is because the Series 3 doesn't update. And I also got much more things, but the laptop and the watch were, like, really good. Because I've also never had an Oculus before, so it's my first ever Oculus. And what else? My first ever camera that prints straight away, like, broke. And then now it's just a really shit thing. I have to say, like, no offense to people that make the camera, like, Kodak and everything. But now this one's got lines going through it, and it's really pissing me off. And like, yeah. Anyway, then in 2023, I broke my TCL Roku TV. Nothing else has happened yet in 2023. Yes, I say. Wait, actually, I forgot to add something in 2022. In 2022, I fainted, and basically, so when people said I was faking my shoulder, no, I've already spoke about this, right? I went faking the shoulder, and I think I know why it happened and why it's caused. So last year, in July, I fainted. Because of the heat, and I was about to tell that, no, don't, George, just turn you off and let me turn you back on, because that's just how you work, isn't it, because you're a weirdo, because it was asking me if it wants to turn off, and I haven't got a remote, other than my TCL Roku TV, and the TCL one doesn't work on it. I'll have to cast a fire stick to it, and anyway, so, I just want to turn it back on. I hate the beeping. Like, it's nice, but, like, most TVs have that. Like, they don't have to be the same brand. Like, I've saw a Hitachi one, and it has all the beeping things on the front, and they're all in the exact same. If you walk into my sister's room and go to a TV, I don't know if it's the same brand, if it's the same TV that has that as well. It's really annoying, the beeping. Anyway, when I fainted, I fell right into my shoulder and torn all that, I think, because that was hurting for days after that. But I didn't have to get a cast or anything. I didn't even think anything of it. But I've torn my shoulder, which then, like, if you watch Colleen Ballinger, she's also torn her shoulder. And she said, when she stresses, it comes back. And I was stressed about going back into school and everything because of the new timetables. And my shoulder was in agony, so I literally had to get put in the cast. Anyways, that's fun for me. It's not fun at all, but you know, it like really hurts for some reason. Not like I've torn anything. Oh my god, hey, I've got like so many. Obviously, these are all in double D. Get rid messages because these are bloody Mr. Jones, the little weirdo. I hate Mr. Jones. Who's this? What the hell? The actual hell. Wait, was I even? This isn't gonna work for teams, it's because we've all been swap teams. I don't mean football or anything, I don't do sports. I mean school teams. Anyway, so yeah. Really pissed about that, about all the TV and everything, and all stuff like that. And you know what? I don't even get why I bloody give a whole life story about life. Maybe that's just because of that's what happens with life stories. You tell stuff about your life, but you know, I don't get why I had to do all that. But it was quite fun. I like going back and just writing down everything that happens. I probably have a diary. I do have a diary. That writes down loads of stuff. Let me see if I can find it and I'll read the page. Yeah, found it. First drawer I looked in. Where's my black book? I have a black book as well. Hold on. Right, I'm not gonna be able to find the black book. I'm not gonna bother with the black book because I'm quite tired. Oh my god, there's glitter all over this. That's so cool. I love glitter. Anyway, I probably did write something in here. I did. At the start of 2021, I wrote in, what is prejudice? Because I had online learning. And when I tell you, I was on 1, 2 lessons that day. Oh my god, I have everyone's number here. Wait, what the hell? I have everyone's number in here. Do I even have Sean? I don't think I have Sean. Or Abby? Do I even have Sean? I do. Oh my god, I didn't even know I had Sean. Or the Daniel's number's already wrong. We already know that. This was 2021. He's had 7 numbers since that. Oh my god, Sadie's in here and everything. And Chloe. And so I have my sister, Laurie, Kayla, my cousin, me granddad, me mate. I have my dead neighbour. I don't know why I have my dead mate neighbour. But we can pretend. I don't know where I got the number from. Then I have Liv. Wait, what Liv's that? It's because I probably do know more than one Liv. But is that Liv, like, my bestie boo? My bestie boo. Sadie's my little bestie boo. I love Sadie. She goes, why are you looking at me? And it's, like, really funny. I go, because you're pretty. I was about to say that Liv's on Roll Isles. I was about to cry. Oh my god, if that's Liv's number, oh my god, it's so cool. And then I have Lydia, and then I don't know who Lydia is. I think it'll be Lydia Locke. Then I have person who won't be mentioned. Then we'll be crossed out of this book of numbers. Let me just make sure I have it blocked because I don't like her at all. Hold on. I'd tell you their number because she gave up my number, but I'm not like that. Right, I'm gonna create a contact and just block it straight away. How do you block it? I'm gonna save it as do not answer. Because, and then I'm gonna block it. So I'm gonna go to do not answer and then block it and delete it because I cannot be bothered. See the way she went blocked. I feel like I know you already know what I'm talking about. Let me make sure she's blocked on here. Okay, so do not answer doesn't even pop up on WhatsApp. Maybe she doesn't have WhatsApp anymore. Oh yeah, and I'm already, she's already blocked. Now I'm gonna edit and delete you, cause I don't want you in. Oh my god, I have Eva on my phone. I have a chippy on here. I was like my old school. I have Middlefield on here. Oh my god, their call system's gone really weird. And now they have computer lab instead of Theta, and that was like we were so unique for having that. We were like the only school to have that. Anyway, then I have myself. I have my old number. Like, why do I need my old number? I'm not going to text my old number. Maybe, I probably wrote this when I still have my old number. Then I have Chloe, Poppy, Sadie, me mom, and someone who I don't even speak to anymore. Oh, is it? Oh, have I ever read this use? I wrote it in October last year, right before I put up my Christmas tree. And it's to my nephew. Oh my god, this is gonna make me cry. So, oh my god, I'm gonna cry. Because I know what it says, but I don't know what it says at the same time. I'm gonna read it. So it says, Dear Aiden, you're my firstborn nephew, which is so insane to me. I can't believe that you are 4 this year. He's 5 now this year. Well, in like 10 months, 11 months. You know. Anyway. From the second you were born, I have loved you and continue to love you more and more every day. I love learning with you and I hope you do too. In 2019, we took you to Pontins, I believe, or it may have been February 2020. We took you both times. You loved this so much and walked everywhere. That's when 2020 turned rough. COVID happened and I couldn't see you as much. That hurt. Then April 2020, you came and celebrated my birthday together with me. May is when this all changed. Your mum and dad split up. Yeah, it was me. And this broke me completely. I didn't see you at all. I was so upset I would cry a lot. I was so upset that Christmas because I couldn't share it with you. This broke me even more. Then in 2021, January or February, I saw you in the park with your dad. After he told me that we'd be able to see you again, your granddad Danny was there too, and granddad Brian in the car. I remember seeing them for the first time in January, and I sobbed after it. And he was crying and everything. He was crying because he was just unsettled or something. Anyway, where was I? Then in April 2021, I saw your granddad Brian's for my birthday. Seeing you now means more to me than anything else in this world. More recently, your brother Thomas was born. Obviously different mums. Him being my second nephew. You love to play with him so much, even though he's only a few months old. We all love you so much, and I'm so happy to call you my nephew. I love you, Uncle Jordan. That's like so, like, oh my god. I just want to say, I will probably race on the bottom of that because it's still space. I'll race. P.S. You have a baby sister on the way. Because I knew when I was writing this that he had a baby sister on the way. Well, I don't know if I knew it was a sister. Might have just found out. And I know her name now. So I don't know if I've said already. I probably already have in this exact podcast episode. The baby's name is Harmony. Oh my god, I'm gonna cry. It's my first niece, and since I wrote that, his dad's getting married. And we have two extra nephews. We'll deal off like loads. My family's gonna be like massive. Me, Nan and Grandpa already got like 9 grandchildren. That's gonna be more. Wait, I'm going through my old book, even though I still use this book a lot. It's still got loads of pages left, and I got it in 2020. So I'm surprised it's not full. I've had many of them books because with the blue folder and stuff. I wrote this in 2020. That feels weird because I'm touching it. And it's like vintage. Merch. These pages are empty. I know for a fact. And especially now because it's not merch. It's clothing, not merch. Online tour dates. There is none there. I might write down every single time I've done a tour date there. I'll do Christmas one, which was in October. And I'll do all the tours I've done. With that, I can remember. Oh, it's song rating. Oh my god, I remember that song, I think is on. It's on one of the Instagrams. I don't know which one. Hello, there's something at the very back. Jordan Share Channel. Name, first day of vloggers. So, when this came out, this podcast wasn't even a thing. But it was the first day of vloggers. And in vloggers, we also made a song. And it was called vloggers. Forgive me. Oh my god, it was there. Forgive me. Is that on anything? That might be on. That'll be on my iCloud. I will have to go through. I'm gonna go through my iCloud right now and find that because I loved that song so much. It goes, please forgive me. Bam, 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 bam. Bam, bam, da, 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 bam, 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 bam. So the first thing that's on here is. Apparently, something from 2016, that's a lie. And something from 2017, that's a lie. Oh my god, this is from my old school when I used to play whatever that was. I don't remember what it's called because it went in clarinet. I met your father. Because I remember you have to blow on them really hard for them to work. When's this? The 5th January 2022. Oh my god! I put the Christmas tree. And I start in pajamas. Where was I walking? Where am I going? I don't know, that was me getting food and I didn't end up paying. I didn't pay for it, but I did pay for it. Why is there a 3-minute video of me going outside? Oh my god, there was fireworks! Oh my god, we had a form group chat. Sadie was in it! Oh my god! Anyway, oh my god, I had an iPhone 7 back in this day. But me crush was in it, James. I don't like him now. And I said something, I forget what I said. And then Sadie said, my god, the picture looks so different now. I thought, she said, because I was on the phone to someone. I wasn't even speaking to her anymore, I just stopped speaking to her. And she still comes up to me to look weirdo. Oh my god, she listens to this podcast. Hey girl, hey, please go away. Oh my god, that's just good. Anyway, so I said something, Sadie said, he's in this group chat. I put, oh, hi Jamesy boy. And she put like a concerned face emoji. I put, I love you, I miss you, what the fuck is in gin? What's this one? This is a video I really like. If you put your best photo, no, that's on Insta. I don't even know if it's still there. That's me at a tramp at Bouncy Castle Park with my nephew. I love how he's pulling sunglasses. I love how he was literally running around that much. He was so in. What's that? Oh my god, that's my old intro. Love that. Oh my god, Spill TV. 11th of February 2022 at 7:20 p.m. It was updating. Oh yeah, because the TV needed an update. I remember this vividly. It needed the fire stick needed an update. So I updated it and the TV said it was upgrading software and please not turn off. And there was music. I was playing music on something else. And I was like, wait, people was like, wait, but if it's upgrading, I was like playing music. I was like, oh my god, the power button was flashing as well. Oh my god, I miss that TV so much because the little power button, the little thing that, like, the little green light. Oh my god, I'm gonna cry. I like that TV as well. I don't know what I got to reveal you and me. I already told you I want you. Already told you my heart goes. Adita, da-dita. Adita, da-dita. Oh my god, I remember taking the screenshot. So I text immediately saying, now we wait for it. And I don't know what that meant. Then I text James 6 hours before that saying, are you okay? Then Sadie was active 46 minutes before that. And then someone we went to talk about who leaked people's numbers was active 45 minutes before that. And then I remember Rebecca Zamola text me. Like, this is like, when was this? I didn't watch Rebecca Zamola that much. But it was 12th of February at 8:59. And she had texted me. I will have to look at what she texted me. I'm still on that account, aren't I? I am. I will find out what she texted me because it will still be there. Oh my god, that's so weird. Is it weird that I can go on me and on my Instagram just see a person as a rarehead who texted me? I will tell you so much. I will tell you right now what she said. So, I text someone. I six BBs on fam is coming soon. I can tell. And then on the 11th of February, she put something. I forget what she put. She put up a post and she like respond with this, and you'll get a message or something. And not everyone got a message. It was only like a few of us. I think it was like the first few people to come in. And I commented and she texted me saying, thanks for being active in the Zampam, you're right. We were in Malibu for the baby moon. And I could see when she was active and everything. And now I can't. That's mad. To think I could just see when she was online. And then there's, yeah. That's so cool. We're just really cool people. There's a thing I took of myself where it says, yep, they're real people. Oh, hey girl. This is something to do with Kylie. I just like screaming teeth, and that's where ones just fell out. Because she said, what about cream? And I made a face. This is Corey DeSoto, not being able to say 2020.
It expires March 20. 2022.
Well, here's a person that was also trying to harass me. I didn't fall into this one. I literally blocked them. They said, I used to cry all the time. Now I cry happy tears because I talk to my favorite YouTuber every day. And Lord knows that it was actually fine. It was just someone trying to. Yeah, please. Okay, there's a picture of me in March 2022. Oh my god, that does not seem like March 2022. Is that May? No, March. Something to do with Megan Haley because she was in my school before she died. I don't know how long that hasn't been recording for, but I'm just on my camera roll. So I don't know if I should, if you would have heard, but. Basically, when I used to watch Colleen, when I used to watch Rebecca Zamola, I'm trying to make this make just the right like way. Hey, when I used to watch Colleen Ballinger, not oh, I still watch Colleen. When I used to watch Rebecca Zamola, there you go. One time she texted me, and I don't know if it's already recorded this, I don't know. So if you're in this twice, I'm sorry. I'll just try and explain it really fast. So basically, she texts me saying, oh my god, I've scrolled off the message. Because I used to be able to say when she was online, no, I can't, again. But like, it says, thanks for being active in the Zion family, you're right, we were in Malibu for the baby. I don't even know if she posted. But anyway, yeah. So, yeah. So, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna not put all this together because I don't want to publish it. I'm gonna record more tomorrow. And then, yeah. Oh, you need to know if it's snowing, don't you? Wait, hold on. It's past the time it said it was gonna snow, so I'll have a look right now. Oh my god, please snow. I'm dying for it to snow again. It has not snowed again. But it might be late, so if it does snow again, I'll let you know. I bet you could go on the weather app and be like, oh, it's snowing. And I'll be like, no, it's not. You're a liar. Where is my weather app? It just appears when it wants to appear. There is. It's 1 degree, which means it's going to be... Oh, never mind. It's 0 degrees, and apparently it's raining. Or snowing. Rain, it says, but it says no, snow is expected to stop in 38 minutes. I'm not going to answer one now. Is this snowing? I'll have another look, and then I'll go. Wait, hold on. Hey. Okay. Wait, I want to just put this on. Right, it's not snowing and it's not raining, so yeah, that's it. If I don't end up speaking to you again, which hopefully I do, then I love you and have a good day, night, whatever. Make sure you DM me on Instagram and let me know what time you listen to the podcast, because I really want to know, and maybe share some little stories about you when you were growing up. And maybe I'll read them out if you want me to. I don't know. Anyway, bye guys. You guys aren't gonna believe this. I'm filming this part on my phone. And as soon as I stopped the podcast and I walked into my mum's room, I opened the door and went, hey mum. And I looked through the window. It's fucking snowing. It's snowing right now. And it's like gonna stick. So every school is shut because my school's just like, it's not like it goes up or anything. Before just like, you know, with school, it doesn't go up, it's just the same floor level. So yeah, that's really fun, isn't it? And before I walk into school, at least I have boots. But you know, yeah, anyway, I'm gonna go. Bye bye. Okay, it's the next day, it's 9 p.m. I'm cleaning my shoes because basically I was in school and I had drama and thingamabobsky, what was I saying? And I had to wear my trainers after it because I can't put my shoes back on that fast. So basically I had my trainers and I had to walk home, and where I walk is really like muddy and wet muddy, so my shoes got dirt all over them. I've already cleaned one, so now I'm cleaning the other. I thought whilst I'm cleaning them, I may as well have like a conversation. So if I go in and out of the mic and go quiet and stuff, that's why. Oh, you guys, I don't even believe this. I'm filming this part on my phone, and as soon as I stopped the podcast and I walked into my mum's room, I opened the door and went, hey mum. And I looked through the window. It's fucking snowing. It's snowing right now, and it's like gonna stick. So every school's shut because my school's just like, it's not like it goes up or anything. Before just like, you know, with school, it doesn't go up, it's just the same floor level. So yeah, that's really fun, isn't it? And before I walk into school, at least I have boots. But you know, yeah, anyway, I'm gonna go. Bye bye. Sorry. My mum asked him, came in and asked me if I wanted a box of tissues, which I do. Because, yeah. Because I cry a lot, for one. And I was using my sister's box of tissues, clean shoes, but now I've got kitchen roll. I only used 4 tissues and she's already got half. But anyway. Let me get a tissue. If you're in Not Going Out in the back, by the way, it's because I'm watching Not Going Out to clean my shoes and doing a podcast at the same time. That's the hardest sentence I've ever said. Anyway, so I'm scrubbing my shoes. And they are really dirty. I haven't cleaned them since I got them. So I don't even know what I'm doing. The only time I ever cleaned shoes is when we found out you can put them in pillowcases and in the washing machine. And that, they went horrible. But then, the shoes we put in there go really nice. But me on cards are not going in that washing machine. I'm choking on the fumes. What was that? Oh, it's not in the mirror. Anyways, here's a story. It's basically, I asked my drama teacher in an email if I'm like debating whether to choose drama for GCSE. I absolutely love drama, so I was like, oh, should I choose it? And stuff. And I emailed her and asked her, should I choose GCSE? The cat just walked in, apparently it's obsessed with people cleaning shoes. So it like is sniffing everything. But it will die if it inhales the spray I'm using. Anyway, so I feel the same. Oh yeah, so basically I emailed her last night and I said, I'm really debating whether I should choose drama for a GCSE option. What do you think? And she emailed me back. Well, I didn't see the email until I left school. I got home from school, actually. So basically, what she said to me was, in my lesson, she went, did you email me? Like, she was like, she went saying, she was like, doing the hand actions and like, mouthing it. She went, did you email me? And I went, yeah. And she went, yeah, I think you should choose GCSE drama. And I was like, I really excited. I was like, really? And she was like, yeah. And then I was like, really excited about that. Because, yeah. And then when I was on the way home, or when I got home, I read the email. And it said, let me read out exactly what it said, because, yeah. Also, I play Queen Master again. Oh, it's snowing as well. It's snowing. She said, I think it'd be great, said Jordan, when you get a chance, we can chat about it. Yes, you need to say this is your GCSE. And I was like, really, really excited because she said that. And I am going to choose GCSE drama. I don't know what else I'm choosing. I was going to choose photography, but then it's like depends which teacher does photography. Because if it's Miss Dowland, I hate her because she just like hates me. And if it's Miss Carden, I don't mind Miss Carden. Miss Carden used to be my form teacher. Then she got pregnant and left, and then it'll just come back now. She's only just come back like in September in 2022. And yeah, some people didn't like her because apparently they were horrible to them. But when, yeah, anyway, that's what I'm cleaning the back of the show. I'm cleaning the sides in the freezer. Oh. I can't believe it's 9 PM. I reckon today's gonna be fast. But yeah. Oh my god. It smells like someone's been in my room and vaped. Or something. Yes, I know what vape smells like. Oh, like I've been out with people who vape. And I know what they smell like. And this smells like them. I can't point out which one. Because I don't know what one everyone vape. But you know. Yeah. No, I don't vape, by the way. Oh my god. I feel like that one episode where Colleen Ballinger on her podcast was styled in a wig. And she was talking and doing it. Anyway, yeah, there you go. My shoes are clean. but as clean as they can. Because on clouds of Gapsin, and yeah, anyway, yeah. So if this goes up today, which I don't think it will, I don't know, I'll have to see how long it is. If it does go up today, then if you're listening to it on Tuesday or Wednesday morning, I'm wearing trainers on Wednesday because basically, yeah, I've already said, don't I, haven't I? Me drama and dance. I have dance tomorrow and I'm just having a good time. Who's texting me on WhatsApp? I haven't been on my phone. Except I've been on Coin Master for hours and hours and hours and hours. Oh, what's just happened then? Anyway. I think my cat's a dog. Because I've just saw this thing on TikTok as well about someone's ginger cat. I have a ginger cat. And it picked up something like it was a dog. It picked up a ball like it was a dog. And Milo always does that. Like, always picks up things like he's a dog. Like, he literally, I had a little bit of tuna baguette that I didn't want because I was full the other day. And he came in and picked it up and walked out with it like he was a dog. Or she was a dog. I don't know. Why is my cat? I think it's a she. I don't know. So, basically, I'm going to explain this now. When we first got it, we were told it was a boy. But then, it never grew a, you know, penis. And or anything, or you know, so we took it to the vet and he said, this is a girl. And when we got there, when we took it there, well, when my sister took it there, she said, what did she say? They said, what's it called when thingy happens? She got the cat lizard. So you might have saw. It had a scar on its side and it was really skinny and it's a scar on its side and it hasn't fully like grew back all its fur and stuff. But it's almost there. She's almost there. And it had the most disgusting scar in the world. Every time I would touch it, I would cry. Well, not cry, but you know, be uncomfortable. Ooh, cat's just opened my door a little bit more. Hey, girl.
Milo. Come here, Milo.
I can see his tail. Right, I'm gonna add all my things for an episode and see how long it is. Right, okay. Right, so, I do not know. When did I start recording this podcast?
So.
Was it yesterday? Yesterday. Yeah, it was yesterday. That's how I know what day it is. Because that's how I know what day it is and stuff. Yeah. So that one, then that one. This is gonna be a really long episode. I really like, because then I can take you for 7 episodes. That's how it works. I'm joking, it doesn't. Basically, the day it goes up is my day off. Unless I record something. So that's my day off from filming podcasts. So, please. Stop making me want to make very long episodes. Film. Hold on, Mason, trying to find out. I don't know how long this is gonna take because it's taking a while for me. Oh my god, this is taking ages. This is taking ages. This realization. Oh my god. That was a full 30. That wasn't like full on 30 minutes. I don't know, how long is it now? This is taking ages. I'm kind of waiting for it to be done. Is that mad? Is that sad? I'm like kind of waiting for it to just be over and done with this episode because I feel like I've just talked too much. It's a podcast, you're supposed to talk. But I know, but you know. Right, so.
I think it's so wonderful that Lee's offered you a ramp and free board.
It is.
Didn't even know you did skateboarding.
It's okay, I'm up to like the last one I've just done. And then.
Oh, I don't trust myself. I'll probably end up squeezing him to death.
Is he all crying?
I'm gonna get an axe and cut him up into little pieces, put him in a jar and keep him forever.
I have to clear on me episode things. How long is it? That's 1 hour and 29 minutes. That means I'm done. So I'll see y'all later. Thank you so much for watching. Please let me know if you watch. I know I've already said that like 10 times in this vlog, but please do let me know. Do you watch this the day it's in the morning, night, in the morning when you're getting ready, lunchtime when you're going from school, nighttime before you go to bed? Let me know. Anyway, yeah, here we go. Bye guys. It's yeah.